thinking about the first time I met you. I think it was in Jordan.
Yeah.
And I can't help but reflect on how far the process has come to bring peace to the Holy Land. You have done a lot of important and hard work in helping the region understand the importance of two states living side by side in peace. No question this is a hard challenge, mm-hmm. but nevertheless, people must recognize that we have made a good deal of progress, and a lot of it has to do with your leadership, and I thank you. I was pleased to note that the UN Security Council passed a resolution which confirms that the bilateral negotiation process is irreversible,
mm-hmm.
And it's a path to a Palestinian state and a path to peace in the Middle East. And I've been looking forward to this visit. I'm looking forward to getting a briefing on not only the negotiations and discussions you've had with Israel, but also the fine progress that's being made on the West Bank, which is a credit to your leadership mm-hmm. and the leadership of the Prime Minister. So welcome, sir, and thank you for coming.
شكرا فخامة الرئيس على أنكم وجدتم الوقت لاستقبالنا في هذه الظروف الصعبة.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, and thank you for finding the time to meet with us during these days.
بلا شك نحن لازلنا وسنتذكر دائما وأبدا جهودكم التي قمتم بها من أجل عملية السلام.
There is no doubt that we will always remember the efforts that you have undertook to promote the peace process.
فأنتم أول من أطلق شعار الدولتين دولة إسرائيل تعيش إلى جانب دولة فلسطين بأمن وسلام.
You were the first sitting president who accepted as a policy the establishment of two states, the state of Israel and the state of Palestine, living next to each other in peace and security.
وأصبح هذا الشعار حقيقة واقعة في كل المحافل الدولية.
And this policy has become a reality in every corner around the world.
ولكننا أيضا لازلنا نتذكر أنكم قمتم بجهود عظيمة جدا من أجل عقد مؤتمر أنابوليس بعد فترة طويلة من الانقطاع.
And we also remember very fondly, Mr. President, the great efforts that you have undertook to convene the Annapolis Conference after so many years of absent peace process activities.
هذا المؤتمر الذي حضره أكثر من 50 دولة من مختلف دول العالم وثبت العمل من أجل تنفيذ خطة خارج الطريق.
This conference was attended by representatives from more than 50 countries from around the world and made it a reality that the roadmap would be the way to go.
وأيضا تحدث عن المفاوضات الثنائية المباشرة بين الإسرائيليين والفلسطينيين حول مجموعة القضايا الأساسية.
Also the Annapolis conference talked about and promoted the bilateral direct negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians over the fundamental and basic issues.
تلك القضايا التي نصها القدس والمستوطنات والحدود واللاجئين والأمن والمياه والأسرى أيضا.
These basic issues, as we all know, they include Jerusalem, settlements, borders, refugees, water, security, as well as prisoners.
ودفعتم في هذا المؤتمر من أجل تطبيق البند الأول من خطة خارج الطريق الذي يدعو الطرفين إلى التزام أو القيام بالتزاماتهما.
And of course, you pushed very hard for the two sides to carry out their commitments based on phase one of the roadmap and to carry out their responsibilities.
سواء فيما يتعلق بالتزامات الطرف الفلسطيني أو ما يتعلق بالتزامات الطرف الإسرائيلي.
And you were clear about both Palestinian commitments as well as Israeli commitments.
وبني على أنابوليس التي بذلتم جهودا من أجلها بني على أنابوليس مؤتمر باريس ومؤتمر برلين.
On the basis of your efforts and the convening of the Annapolis conference, two other conferences took place, the Paris and the Berlin conference.
وبالتأكيد في باريس تم الاتفاق على تقديم دعم مجزي للسلطة الوطنية الفلسطينية.
And during the Paris conference, there was an agreement in order to support financially in a very generous way the Palestinian Authority.
وبعد ذلك أصبحت الأمور أكثر هدوءا وتثبيتا للأمن وانتهاء الفوضى في الضفة الغربية.
After that, we have seen on the grounds that the West Bank was much calmer, and there was performance on security throughout that part of Palestine.
وهنا نذكر أيضا الدعم الذي قدم لنا من قبل الأجهزة الأمنية لتثبيت الأمن الفلسطيني وانطلاقه.
And we also appreciate the efforts that were given to us in the area of security, which helped our own security apparatus to carry out their responsibilities.
وكذلك التطور الذي حصل فخامة الرئيس في القضايا الأمنية والقضايا الاقتصادية والمالية والاجتماعية.
Also, developments took place on issues in the West Bank, such as progress on security, as well as the economic situation, as well as the social conditions.
لا شك أننا بذلنا جهودا من أجل دفع عملية السلام برعايتكم في خلال السنة الماضية.
There is no doubt that we exerted efforts also to promote the peace process under your leadership during the last year.
ووضعنا معكم أسس هذه العملية.
And together we put the fundamental basic things needed for that peace process.
وبالتأكيد سنتابع هذا إنما سنكون قد بنينا على شيء في المستقبل بنينا على شيء أنتم أصحاب الفضل في تثبيته.
There is no doubt that we will continue these efforts and the peace negotiations, but everything will be based on the foundation, and that foundation was laid by you during your time in office.
لأننا ملتزمون بعملية السلام وليس هذا التزاما لفظيا وإنما التزام عملي.
Because we are committed to the peace process, and this is not a slogan or a rhetorical commitment. We are practically committed to the peace process.
ونحن متأكدون أن كل هذه الجهود ستنقلونها إلى الإدارة الجديدة من أجل المتابعة في المستقبل القريب.
And we are confident all these efforts will be transferred to the new administration that will continue to do its part regarding the peace process.
البعض يقول إن هذه الجهود ذهبت هباء ونحن نقول إنها جهود حقيقية وأثبتت وثبتت كثيرا من الأسس التي نحتاج إليها من أجل عملية السلام.
Some might say that all these efforts perhaps went in vain. I happen to disagree. I believe that they have cemented the real principles that carried the peace process and the negotiations forward.
ولا بد لنا أن نذكر اليوم المبادرة العربية للسلام التي تنشر الآن في مختلف وسائل الإعلام وبالذات اليوم في الصحافة الأمريكية.
And here I have also to mention the Arab League Peace Initiative to promote peace, which is actually published today in a number of newspapers, including American newspapers today.
وهذا من أجل أيضا تثبيت رؤيتكم في الدولتين ومن أجل تثبيت مبدأ الأرض مقابل السلام.
And the purpose of this also coincides to cement your vision of two states as well as the principle of land for peace.
نحن جئنا فخامة الرئيس لنقدر جهودكم ونشكركم على هذه الجهود ونعرف أن لأننا لم نصل إلى ما وصلنا إليه لولا هذه الجهود.
We are here today, Mr. President, in order to express our appreciation for your efforts, and we know very well that we would not have been able to go that far in our work without your support and the promotion of the peace process.
وبالتالي نشكر إدارتكم برئاسة السيدة كوندليزا رايس والسيد هدلي وكل الذين عملوا معنا بإخلاص في هذه الفترة.
I also would like to take the opportunity to thank members of your own administration, Secretary Rice, as well as Mr. Hadley, those people who work with us tirelessly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
شكرا جزيلا.